Dad. Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Dix.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation.
Good day, Tony.
The bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Nikki Skates is joining us.
How we doing?
Great. How are you? I think your mic might be off. I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
How about now?
Sounds good.
Nice.
Jay and Min are in the back, fucking holding things down. I believe Connor will be on the phones. You call Moneyline, 1-862-462-2333, I think.
That is correct. The ticker is not up for some reason.
Ticker's done?
Appears that way.
Tick-tock.
Oh, no, ticker's
on the clock.
Done. Don't worry, the phones were down too. That's why I got secondary laptop.
What is happening here?
Listen, we're off to a hot start. You know who else was off to a hot start? Colorado Avalanche. Also, shout out the dude that won $17,000 last night.
Shout out.
He said thanks to us, but like, all his picks weren't ours.
Definitely not.
So, shout out that guy.
Shout out.
My two were in there, so.
Well, yeah, your two were in there. And then they were all things that we talked about.
17K is a good day, my friend.
Can you imagine the sweat?
Don't we always say that, though? Don't blindly follow.
Yeah.
Take what you hear on the show.
You take
it. Use it if you want. Work it into your own.
Well said. Hey, it's very well said from you.
17 grand.
But can you imagine the sweat going into overtime?
No.
Fucking knights and halves. I'm sure. I assume there was a cash out option there too. Maybe. Maybe he didn't know. He was very fucking calm.
That would
cool
be very tempting.
Because
that was probably the last one on the. That was the last leg, right?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah. They looked dead in the water, man. I thought it was over after the second.
Knights?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking looked, abs were buzzing.
I think through the second period, the defensemen had 11 shots and their forwards had one.
For the Knights.
Yeah. And then some switch got flipped going into the third period, and they came out flying.
So for that, I was going to look at... I can't find the series price on that anymore. Did you see it at all today? Well, obviously, the Knights are going to be favored.
I actually didn't, now that you say that.
I'm not seeing any series prices for the
here it is. Colorado is plus 250 now to win the series. Vegas is now minus 320.
Opening line, minus 138 for the Knights tomorrow night. Avalanche plus 118 in Vegas. They close it out? Talk more about it tomorrow, but early thoughts, do you think they close it out?
Early thoughts are, yeah, I'm absolutely riding the Knights here into the next round, and then I think they fucking dust up the Montreal Canadiens. The fairy tale's over, pal.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
It's over.
I can't wait.
Is it because you like the Canadiens or you think they're good?
What's that?
You heard what I said.
He can't give you a straight answer because he doesn't even know.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Do you like the... Is it because you like the Canadiens?
I love Carey Price. I just feel like Carey Price on any level hasn't gotten the respect he deserves as a goalie. And he goes on these runs in the playoffs where he's incredible and nobody seems to care.
Yeah, well, typically the team plays a very boring style. They've been a little bit more exciting to watch this year, but even some of these games against the Jets were snoozers. I talked it up thinking it would be some exciting hockey. They'd put you to sleep in 2 seconds.
Incredible. Dump and chase.
CBPM. I mean, night.
Call the money line. Is the ticker done?
Yeah, we switched to a different ticker for Pat's show today. And the hammer down is only on the old one.
Oh, so I got you.
It hasn't been transferred over.
Moneyline, 833-462-2333. I think that might be Don, too.
No, Connor's back here answering some phones. We're taking some calls.
So I just can't see them, which is also an issue.
Ooh, that's not good.
Hey, line six, Mitt.
Line six is what I just got told. No clue what that means.
I don't either. I absolutely don't either. Bees and Islanders tonight.
Bees and Islanders tonight. You can now get the Bruins at plus 180 to win the series if you think they're going to extend it.
Hey, guess what? If they're winning tonight, they're winning the series.
Yeah. That's the common trend, right? And that's what we all tend to think. But I love the Islanders tonight at home as a home dog. Plus 120 to close it out in the Collie.
You know, I mean, I've liked the Islanders for most of the series, but for some reason, this feels like it should go seven.
Yeah.
Feels like it should. Thought it would in the beginning when we talked about it on that talkie talk, but Tuukka's obviously hurt. They speculated he was hurt going into it. Then he gets yanked for the third period in the last game. Then they're even in practice, they're like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Usually you can tell by, like, which guy leaves the ice in manner. He was the first guy off, but I don't know. But turns out they announce he's starting. I just don't know. He hasn't seemed sharp. He hasn't seemed like his usual Tuukka Rask. Like, and maybe that's because jaded eyes as a Penguins fan watching him. Like, he always shuts out and robs the Penguins with these miraculous saves. But the Islanders have gotten to him, and they get into the crease, and they get around the net, and they've been able to beat him. And Matthew Barzal is heated up. Yep. 3 goals in 3 straight games. Like, it feels like the Islanders have all the momentum now. It just, they're going back to the Coliseum. It's going to be loud as hell, despite what Tuukka Rask says.
I think they know they got to win tonight too, though. Like, you don't want to go back to Boston for Game 7.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, so I think this will be played like a Game 7 for the Islanders too. You know what I mean? Like, they know.
Which leads you to believe it will be tight and low scoring.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of places have it set the over the total of 5.
It's 5.5.
And Ben FanDuel still has it at 5.5.
Juiced so way to the under.
It is juiced very, very, very much to -160, which is a lot.
They're not going to want to. They're not going to want to go to 5. They don't want pushes.
Yeah,
that's just how it's going to go. So they'll juice it as much as they can until they can't juice it no more for the 5.5.
The only thing that worries me about that is Tuukka. Like, you can tell he's not healthy. He's obviously not healthy. You know, and I'm not saying the Bruins won't score some goals too. So it's iffy. But I'm definitely taking the Islanders +120. They're +195 if you think they're going to win in regulation.
The Isles?
Yeah.
I mean,
whereas the Bees are +115 for a regulation win.
This might have overtime written all over it too.
Something you could do if you feel good is the Islanders and the under in the parlays within FanDuel will give you +370.
Whew. Oh.
Wowza.
One more time.
Islanders and under 5.5 is +370. Let me find exactly what it's under, because it's written out as something that's not exactly.
Sorry, I intuitive. Am trying to get into the phones as we do the show.
How's it going?
I mean, I got it up on my computer now. There's still no call showing up though.
It's under Moneyline Total Goals Parlay. So you could go Bruins and under 5.5 is +250, or you can go Islanders and under 5.5 is +370.
Really?
Islanders and over 5.5 is +550. Bruins and over 5.5 is +360. So some good value in there.
Okay. Okay. Who's Lightning? Are the Lightning going to?
The Lightning are ready and waiting for the winner of this series.
Lightning are winning the cup.
You can't just tout Carey Price and the abs and then just jump ship. And
I've been saying Tampa Bay is going to win it all from the start.
What if they play each other? What are you going to do?
Tampa Bay will beat the Habs.
Mick, can Connor put people on the line?
Connor made it seem like there were people on the line.
Well, yeah, I know. you are a special human being.
Oh, you're a dumb son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. I am not sure if he knows how to do that.
Okay, good news.
I've been met.
All right, so today we got the NHL. We got NBA playoffs tonight. Euros starts Friday. We got Nigel on.
Big Nigel.
Tomorrow. Got a golf tournament starting tomorrow, so we got Cupmaker on a little bit later today. Did you watch any NBA playoffs last night at all?
I watched the Clippers melt.
We talked about, hey, legs at altitude, they may melt at the end. Paul George played like shit.
Yeah, but like the Jazz were terrible shooting in the first half.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and then they fucking came out.
I know you're coming off game 7, but I think that's a game when you're up like that, you have to win that game. I think the Clippers needed that game.
That fucking melt, though, how do you not cover 4 at that point?
They did cover 4.
No, they did not. Jazz?
Oh, yeah, the Clippers.
No, I'm talking the Jazz. Like, with the Clippers melting that bad, how the fuck do you not cover 4 at the end of the game? Just fuck.
Fuck. Is this a reaction because you had the Jazz?
Yeah, dude. I mean, just that's such a bad beat right there. It's like,
it's not a bad beat.
That is.
Oh, that's a pet peeve right there.
I'm sorry, yeah.
What happened?
You, like, with the bad beat thing. I feel you, like, people throwing around the word bad beat when...
I mean, it'd be a bad beat if, like, they were up by six and the Clippers launched a half quarter for that didn't matter to cut it to three. The Clippers had a chance to tie it up. Like, it was, it's not a bad beat, Mitt. They were down. The Jazz were down.
I know, and they came back and won the game. It was awesome to watch. I love watching the Clippers lose. I love watching them melt. But, I mean, fuck, just cover four.
Fuck, dude.
Just cover four,
just fucking dude. Cover four. Fuck, dude. How about the, did you have the Hawks too, huh?
Yeah, it feels like everyone might have got a little carried away after game one.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
The Sixers are still good at basketball.
Sixers decided that they were going to put, you know, their best defenders on Trae Young.
Yeah.
Potentially control him a little bit.
A lot of people calling sweep.
No. Who was calling sweep?
A few people called in yesterday and said sweep.
Okay. Not in this studio,
no,
though.
No, not here.
I actually did call sweep. So yeah.
There we go. I knew I heard it somewhere.
I mean, they can't stop Embiid. Not that anyone has been able to at all this season. But they won by however many.
But still, Hawks get a split on the road. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Series doesn't still start good. Until the home team loses. Some will say. By the way, two worst lead in hockey. A lot of that last night, too.
Yeah.
A lot of that
tried last night.
Tried and true. A lot of that last night, too. Tonight, Nuggets at Suns, basically the same line as the other night. I love the Suns in game one. For some reason, I can't pull the trigger on game two.
I cannot pull the trigger on him either, Tony. I don't know what it is, but I am really liking the over of this game. I love overs. You know me. I hate watching the unders. I love the ball going in the basket. And I'm also taking Devin Booker 4+ threes. For some reason, it was at +550. It was awesome.
You feel pretty good about that one?
Yeah, I am pumped about that. I have no clue why that was so high.
There's a boost for this one, too. And I believe it's Booker and Ayton to score to combine for 50+. How do you feel about that one, Mitt?
I love the points. I love the overs. I'll take that one as well. Feed it to me, Tony.
Why do you love the points and overs so much?
Because I like watching the ball go in the basket. It's fun to watch. Dude.
Okay.
I like watching. That's why I gamble. It's fun.
Good reason.
I'd be mad.
It's a good reason to pick that.
Hell yeah.
Not because, you know, like Denver stinks at defense and any of those reasons or?
Well, yeah, I mean, Devin Booker pretty good. Chris Paul pretty good. They played really good last time. Chris Paul even had 21, so I'm just thinking over. Let's go.
There's also a 3x2 in that game.
Ooh. There you go.
I will be taking the 3x2 no matter which way it comes from.
Pal, have you dove into the Euros at all anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few lines I have jumped on. I mentioned a few yesterday. Or the other day. Wales double chance on Saturday against Switzerland.
I believe I'm also on that.
I feel like that's pretty good value.
What's it at right now?
It was plus money. No, it wasn't plus money. It was minus 140, I think. Minus 145.
That's not bad.
No, for double chance. England, of course. Netherlands money line.
Who do the Netherlands have? I can't remember off the top of my head.
They're playing Ukraine.
Oh, and I...
You're not aware that the Ukraine is weak.
Listen, you say the fucking Ukraine is weak at your own peril, my friend.
I will. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this Netherlands team is great, but if they want to get going here, I think they need a win to get this started.
Oh, no. I took the Ukraine double chance plus 120.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I love a double chance. England, Croatia is going to be interesting on Sunday morning.
Don't count out the Croats.
I never do. They're basically running it back with the same squad.
Did they make it to the final of the Worlds or Euros?
World Cup. They beat. So this is a rematch from the semis. They knocked off England. Yeah. And they're running it back with the same team. Except for Mandzukic is done.
Who do they have up top? Do they have anyone up top?
I have no idea. I'm interested to see what kind of lineup Southgate puts out there for England. Nobody has any clue.
Tell you what, I know minus 260 is quite a bit.
Yeah.
But France, double chance at minus 260 versus Germany.
I mean, this is the thing. If you're betting three games, if you're going to bet every game, every day during the Euros, three games, there is no shame in taking favorites at draw no bet or double chance if you're doing a three game parlay.
That's what I did for a lot of the days.
Yeah.
I did that day. Like, you could get, if you do Spain, Poland, and then you have to pick between Scotland and Czechs, and you do them as a double chance three way parlay, you can get that at -118.
Yeah.
If that's something you like, which I did. I got an England double chance with Ukraine, which you like the Netherlands, so you wouldn't take this. And then the under in Austria and Macedonia, and that's +200. I think I'm going to do a three-leg parlay every single day.
Yeah, it feels like that's right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
Like, you like Wales, right?
Yeah, Wales double chance.
So Wales double chance, Denmark double chance, and then Belgium double chance. You parlay those three, you get +102.
Yeah, I would honestly go draw no bet on Belgium, because then you're still gonna win that parlay even if they tie. It just takes the leg away, right?
What if they lose?
Belgium's not losing to Russia.
What if they lose to Russia?
They can't.
They won't.
They shouldn't.
So on this show so far today, you've said that the Ukraine is weak and Russia is weak.
You're asking for something, pal. I don't think you're gonna like what's coming.
You were fucking painting a target on your back, my friend.
It's the Euros, man. No room for the
those
week.
Those are a fucking no couple countries that I would not talk about like that. All right, so that's the Euros.
Like Monday, I think I want to. I mean, you could jump on some of these other lines, but I want to wait to see teams play before jumping on their second game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree with you 1,000%. What if an injury happens? What if something like that happens? I agree with you 1,000%. I don't know. Can't get the phones to work, so. Welcome to Hammer Don. What?
I'm not sure if you has jumpy.
You're asking Mitt to do a lot with the cameras right now.
I'm waiting to reply with it with his 1920s comment.
No. I just would like everybody to know. I know you guys are talking about Euros. I appreciate that. I don't.
We're done with it anyways.
Okay, and I'm happy.
Perfect segue.
Okay, good news, because we're out there doing stuff, you know.
Phones are broken anyways too, so this is great. Oh, great.
Okay, so this will be the hotline here, money line. Yeah. Call the money line. Jet passing. Has somehow dunked on Gumpy for a third time in one day.
Oh,
no. Yeah, Zito's got it. Pull it up, Z. Here it is. So Gumpy responded to Jet Passan whenever he said, yes, he did. You did deserve to get dunked on.
Yeah.
And he said, what? And then he goes, I understand hearing loss happens at 65, but I thought I said it loudly enough for you to understand. I can speak up next time. Grandpa, because it's Gumpy and Grandpa.
Oh no, dude.
Grandpa. Jet Passan said, hey, listen, dude, we're trying to make baseball entertaining here. Okay, you fucking grump. All right, Grandpa.
I mean, the guy probably doesn't even know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
Oh, Jet?
Yeah.
Jet's big wrestling fan. This is tough.
Gumpy is Twitter header is a wrestling.
Yeah, it's a fugazi,
it's
dude.
Stone Cold walking past him.
Hey, what's going to happen between you and Jet?
I mean, I've already been DM'd by Jet, so.
Oh! KD on this thing. Did you guys talk about him getting dunked on earlier?
No. I figured you were coming at some point.
No, not me, not me. No, I didn't want to. We didn't want to.
Didn't want to do it.
Hey,
Jet, kind of forced his hand.
Yeah, me and Ty didn't want to bring this up, but and we understand this is a family over here in Hammered Down, but one of your family members got attacked this morning by an ESPN reporter.
Yeah.
An investigative journalist dunked on your guy Gump this morning, and it had to be addressed, I guess, but I can't believe this thing's still going.
Listen,
here.
When Grandpa comes out, it's hard.
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Apparently not.
Are you upset about baseball here with...
Hey, what's going on with the phones, dude?
They're loaded. You want me to push them through?
Do you know
how? Line 6 is from Scotland.
Yeah, when we get done with Grandpa, yeah.
Eon?
Oh, we're done? I didn't know you guys had somebody from Scotland, because there's just somebody in Ohio.
Well, he could be terrible.
Named Jet Passan, who's just... Are you all right, though? Are we going to be okay? Do you want us to get involved in this thing with Jet?
No, I'll take
you want Ty to fucking go start?
I mean, I can't reply to a tweet mid-show. I mean, give me a minute.
tight enough to fire up the anti-aircraft
gun? Yeah, I will get the anti-aircraft gun out, but I think you need to quote tweet and you need to dunk on this.
You're going
to
need more than the anti-air. You're going to need a MiG-28.
I mean, it's not easy to cut a clip of him talking about the 1920s this morning.
Oh, okay. All right, so you want
to talk about being fucking old man. I mean, let's go back to 1920, Pat.
Okay.
Like,
all right, so you will.
Yeah.
Anti-aircraft missiles.
You will go back.
Yeah, I just didn't want to tweet during the show, you know.
Buzz this guy with a scud.
You guys were talking, I know you guys were talking Euros too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's Gumpy's thing.
That's Big Gumpy's thing. And I just didn't want to, you know, I thought that's why it's a good time to come in.
Yeah.
You know, because positive time.
This guy's out here disrespecting you. I mean, you know.
On your name. Literally on your name.
Yeah, Grandpa. I don't like it. You don't like it.
No. I mean, what do you expect from ESPN scumbag?
Oh, wow. The whole place can get it.
Well, what I'm fearful of, we were talking about the Euros, and he shit on Ukraine and the Russians.
Who did?
Gumpy.
The Russians are in the Euros?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course Putin said we're in, right? Yeah. Okay.
Tough match against Belgium, game one.
I mean, they've been...
Belgium's ranked number one in the world.
Hey, we talked to a guy who was from Belgium, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jet.
Yeah. A lot of aeronautics.
Jet, dude.
We did talk to a guy from Belgium. He was very confident in the boys in Belgium. By the way, they come up out of nowhere and surprise people.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Belgians, don't they?
Yeah.
The Belgians?
Yeah.
Belgians.
Belgians. Yes.
From?
Belgium.
Which is near?
Netherlands. France.
Germany, right?
Belgique.
Their northern border is Netherlands, so they speak Dutch up north, and then their southern border is France, so they speak French, and they also speak English.
Obviously. Really?
Good waffles.
Yes, and chocolate.
All Belgian Vincent chocolate.
Feels like Belgium's got to get one, though, because they've been ranked number one for a bit here.
What's their...
great beer.
What's their tax? They get super high taxes or no taxes? This sounds like a dreamland here.
Oh, the Euro?
No, just in general, like, because, you know, Switzerland people live there because it's what? They don't fight anybody and there's no taxes 7%. And everything like that.
And you can run shell companies.
Because of no taxes and everything like that. It sounds like Belgique is a place, right? Is this like a Monaco type situation? Is that what Belgium is?
Does Europe have taxes?
Huh?
Hmm?
What's that?
Does Europe have taxes?
7% income tax.
There you go.
Oh, it's pretty standard.
I don't know. What world are you living in?
7% income tax? Oh, that's low. I was thinking sales tax.
No, they might have a sales tax. Germany has like a 20% sales tax on everything because they have like, you know, a lot of free stuff is provided.
A lot of diamonds in Belgium as well.
So it's like a monarchy.
21% sales tax.
Have you ever been?
Oh, yeah.
You've been to Belgium?
I have.
How's their soccer team going to be good in the Euros?
Well, is Kevin De Bruyne still playing for them?
Yeah, he's back.
They're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I think they got to win one, though, because they've been ranked number one for a bit here now.
They're ranked number one?
Yeah.
They aren't the favorites, though.
France is the favorite. Everyone's hammering France.
Mbappe, right, dude.
So it's France and Belgium?
England's up there.
England's in there.
Gumpy thinks one's coming home.
Turns out it's like 7% believe, for dude. Everybody.
Huh?
Oh, that's the lowest.
Yeah.
And Mbappe is plus 1,000 to be the leading scorer.
Not nowhere. How the fuck did that guy? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's a problem.
Good question.
More than 50% for the highest earners in Belgium.
Okay, so they're not anything like what we were thinking it was potentially there for a while.
Some of the highest in Europe, it says.
Okay.
Okay.
Good visit, though.
Yeah, good chocolate.
Great place to visit.
They got a good soccer team, too, that team. Are we worried about Gumpy? Because Euro is something he's been looking forward to for what, like 3-4 weeks now at this point.
Yeah, a long time.
Longer,
and now we're, entering quite a little maybe jet cave he's in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now the Montreal Canadiens are going to get their shit pushed in by the Knights.
That's probably. You've already made so much money on them, it doesn't matter.
Are you okay, though? Like, are you clear-minded for the Euros? Do you wish you were in a different state with maybe Jet or anybody in general?
I don't think the show is long enough to get into my personal life, Pat. We should be just fine with Euros.
He's like Kobe. He's like MJ. Just locks in. Oh, man. What a life.
Maybe you clear the air with Jet before the Euros start. Just to make
I don't know how.
Clear the air.
How what are the you fuck am I clearing the air about? I asked a baseball question,
I was going to say, you...
An you honest have the question.
Well, you know me. I don't like animosity.
What's that?
I don't like animosity.
Hey, me neither, Diggs. I didn't like that it happened. I mean, we had to call it for what it was. But it I don't like that happened because Gumpy, the Euros, I was planning on making a lot of money alongside Gumpy here. That's in right. The Euros.
This I actually love the animosity. I just don't like that it happened to Gump. Gump was one of them. It's usually like when it's Connor, it's funny and hey, good.
Yeah, Grumpa is...
I mean, it was a good question. I stand by my question. I would ask it again.
And by the way, I like the fact that you asked to ask a question. Yeah. Because that is a big-time decision in the room to do. I liked it. Now, Jet could have gone a couple different ways.
See,
with
don't
it.
Stir the pot, dude.
Oh, I'm putting the tweet out.
No, you were at the bottom to show the gif.
What gif? What are you talking about?
Do you know what you did?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, as I said, you know, just answer the question, Jet.
Answer it, Jet.
That's why I asked the same question again.
Hell yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Gump's the one who knocks.
Guy's supposed to be a fucking baseball reporter. Won't answer a question.
It's a weird question from you, though, because like you always ask, like, do you like dingers? That's like your thing on the show.
Yeah,
you love
but,
dingers.
But players can also bat over 300. You don't have to bat 220 and hit 40 dingers. Like,
yeah, but what you sound like is you're a representative of slowing down the entertainment level of the game.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because most entertaining time was when they were just hitting dingers all the time. Home run derby, you know?
I don't know. You see a guy fucking slap one the other way into the gap. I do love it. Yeah, if you I'm love baseball, you, dude. You do love
your fucking lead-off batter slaps one the other way for a double.
Just real quick, good for you guys inside baseball.
5.5
All
Gumpy's
saying is, hey, I'd rather see a 3-run home run than a 1-run home run.
Hell yeah.
But I also don't have a problem with what the pitchers are doing.
Well, that's what you were saying, basically. Yeah. The hitters are complaining, but how about we change maybe strategy and we won't have to complain
as
much.
Maybe do something that you won't get caught when you get tested, you know?
Well, also at the beginning of the season.
Maybe talk to A-Rod.
They took away the juice balls at the beginning of the season, so that didn't help either.
Anyways, with that being said, I think it's like 40 love.
Oh, no. 40 love?
Hey, got a battle here.
Oh, I think it's 40 love.
Got a battle.
It's not over yet, okay? It's not over yet. It's 3:31 a.m. in Patty.
Don't pull a head and just walk off, dude.
Can't do it. But also, I mean, Jet chose violence with the way he chose to answer that question.
He did. Right. Also, doing it while he knew you were on Hammer Don and you probably weren't going to respond right away.
Yeah,
you know?
Right here?
Yeah, exactly.
With this tweet?
Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah, but also, I'm just talking about it. Immediately upon Gump asking the question.
True.
Jet was listening to the question. At what point do you think Jet Bassman was like,
I'm going to bury this guy
done. Why is this guy talking to me right now? What's that all about, you think? When did that happen?
I mean, I did kind of bury him last time he was on.
Callback.
Yeah.
Pent up.
Yeah. He's been sitting on it for a while, it felt like.
But for the good of the people listening to this show, Ty and I will stop holding this thing up completely. I just need to know if you're clear-minded going into these Euros, because I put away a war chest, you know, for this Euros with the way you have talked about it. I've really done something like, okay, we're going in, and now all of a sudden, what are you doing? I thought you had blinders on, okay, going into Euros. You're taking shrapnel now from a jet, from above, okay, from the sky.
Airstrike.
I'm worried you aren't, you know what I mean? Focus. Everything's good, though.
Yeah.
Say.
I mean, sports gambling comes before everything. We know that.
Lock in.
I'm locked in at all times.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
What I'm talking
no
about.
No matter what.
Thank you, Gump.
Hey, hammer. I love that out of you, Gump.
Thank Grumpa. You, Gump.
Thank you, Gump.
Okay. Hey, some people saying Grumpa. I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not. I didn't say that we quoted.
By the way, you look very fit, by the way.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Means a lot.
Well, I know you've been working hard.
It's that intermittent fasting and boxing fit, people. That's what I do, you know? Listen, I'm going to fucking bury a jet for you.
I'll get him. I got him.
Do you want Ty to come in?
Nah.
Are you going to extend that? Let's go shake their hands, man?
No.
No.
No. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you're just
sitting here.
You are an innocent bystander.
Ask an honest question to an MLB insider.
You're basically that reporter that Coach K fucking buried for no reason.
Jesus. Maybe not that guy.
That's what just happened. That's what just happened. All right, let's transition. Let's segue. Jay, if you want to call Mr. Cutmaker, let's get some picks for this weekend's tourney. I don't even know what it's called. I
think it's just the tourney.
I think it's the first time it's happening. And then after that, Connor, if you're still back there, you'll send the calls through. You have to tell us who they are, or maybe they tell us who they are. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Good. Now joining us, a man who has three consecutive weeks of picking the second place finisher. Some would say in golf that's really good. Some would say it's also a little bit of bad luck. We've been in positions to hedge, though. We've been in positions to win. Welcome back to Hammer Down. Make sure you listen to the Cutmaker Pod. Follow him on Twitter at Cutmaker Jeff. Cutmaker Jeff, welcome back to Hammer Down.
Hi, baby Jeff.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing? You look good, buddy. Today.
Good hat, dude.
Before we start, look what just came in the mail. I got a support.
Okay.
Let's go. Hey, baby Jeff.
Jeff, fun fact, you got him before we did. Hey, you look tan. You've been out on the course a lot? You've been out on the course a lot?
A little bit. I've been playing some. My daughter's playing some. We got our member guest tournament next week, so okay. I got to get everything dialed up, ready to roll.
Hey, Jeff, what the fuck's a Palmetto Championship?
It is maybe the worst field you're going to see all year on the PGA Tour is what it is, honestly. I guess the good news is I think it's going to provide a hell of an opportunity for some really good gambling, because we're going to be able to get some prices on some guys. And if Koepka plays it, you know, depending on how serious Koepka takes it, DJ, you know, obviously, look, Koepka, DJ, a guy like Tyrrell Hatton, any of the studs could run away with it and win by 10 shots. But given that they're probably all just going to use as a tune-up for the U.S. Open, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us for live betting, for some value pre-tournament. So I think it's going to be fun to watch. And mostly because it's the longest course we're going to see all year on tour.
Okay.
What's really interesting, there's no rough.
Really?
There's no rough. It is fairway or sand.
Is it in South Carolina? Am I correct?
It is South Carolina, yeah. And what's weird about it is in South Carolina, usually you think kind of swampy. Obviously, it's going to be hot and humid, and you think kind of softer conditions. They're saying it's going to play really firm and really fast. So it's a 7,600-yard par 71. It is as long a golf course as you are ever going to see played on tour. And so I think it's really – but the rough factor, right, that you're going to be either hitting out of the fairway or hitting out of a – basically the sand is really interesting. It's not something you see in the U.S. very much. It's much more like a European or Australian style course.
All right, so this is what blows my mind. Why anyone, well, I guess not anyone, but like why DJ and Brooks are playing here. Because Torrey, next week, U.S. Opens next week, correct?
Yeah, it is. This is usually the Canadian Open spot.
Yeah.
And DJ is a big Canadian Open guy, so he usually plays in that. So he was probably already committed.
Gotcha.
And Koepka always plays the week before the major. I mean, you know, guys, he hasn't picked up a club since the PGA Championship. He's been busy going to freaking, Mayweather
against
Paul fights.
Yeah, I saw him there. He looked good, actually. I enjoyed his outfit. But here's my thing. So they have to play on the East Coast this weekend, and they got to get out to the West Coast for the U.S. Open. You would think that most of the players would just go out to the West Coast, get used to the time change, do all that. And then you say that the course doesn't have any rough, which is a huge component in every single U.S. Open. So is that why the field's so bad?
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? A lot of these guys who are playing aren't in the U.S. Open field, and they're trying to qualify. They need a really strong finish to get in. So for a lot of these guys, it's just like another U.S. Open qualifier. I think it's interesting. There are some guys who played in Monday qualifiers who were originally in this field who maybe won a Monday qualifier and dropped out. So there's all kinds of weird things going on right now. As we all saw last week, you know, we were in the hunt because we got a little fortune with the John Rahm scenario. I mean, this is a weird time in golf right now, guys. And you know, hopefully this week it's more normal than last week. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think it would be any surprise at all to see Koepka play two rounds. Shoot a 75-75. And get out of there and fly straight to California.
That makes sense. That's what he did before the PGA, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, this is. I don't think he's going to take this super seriously. I think he's going to basically practice for two rounds. Now, look, if he makes the cut and he's winning, he's going to try to win. $1 million is $1 million, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's not going to be dialed in like I expect it will be in 2 weeks at Torrey Pines. I mean, I've already bet him at 20-1 for the U.S. Open. He'll be right there again.
One more question before we get to this week's picks and then maybe potential some for next week for the U.S. Open. Did I see that Ricky had to try to Monday qualify and did not? Fowler, do you know?
I haven't. I got to check the latest update on that. I didn't see if he. If you, I don't. I can't imagine him playing in a Monday qualifier.
The, I don't know. I thought I saw something, but the.
No, I'd have to look at that. I'll have to look.
The fall off for Ricky has been.
I don't follow him very much because. Yeah, I mean he's been picking it up a lot lately. But he really has fallen off my radar because he's been so bad. I need to start paying attention to him again because he's starting to get relevant.
Okay, so who do we like for this week? I assume it's going to be a decent long shot week, like you said. So who are we looking at?
Guys, a guy that I played, and I you know, one of the things I want to make sure I mention, because I mentioned it last week, and we hit it last week on the show.
Oh, yeah, first.
Colin Morikawa, 33-1 first-round leader.
Yep.
Make sure you play these first-round leader plays. Play them for $5, play them for $10, whatever you're comfortable with, but play them because these are very live. Mm-hmm. And a guy this week who I like is Harold Varner. He's 33-1. He's plus 125, top 20. I got to look at the current odds on FanDuel for him, first-round leader. I got him at 45-1 first-round leader.
He's up to 50.
He's going
to
be super popular in DFS this week, so I don't know if you want to play him in DFS or not, but they're for good reason. He grades out third overall in my model behind Koepka and Tyrrell Hatton, and it's obviously a much longer shot. My favorite play again will be him on first-round leader. I can see a scenario where he gets really, really hot for a round with his irons, does really well for a round or two, and then blows up. So I do think he's overpriced in matchups, so I wouldn't play him in matchups. But Harold Varner's a guy you should consider. And then number five in my model, coming in at a similar price, a little bit higher, 40-45-1, is Patton Kizzire.
Okay.
Patton Kizzire, guys, does not gain off the tee at all. He's lost strokes off the tee in 11 of his last 12 tournaments. But his putter is pure fire. He has gained strokes putting in 9 straight tournaments.
Okay.
And in 3 of those, he's finished 9th, 3rd, and 3rd. So Kizzire's a guy, and he's 60-1 first-round leader. I think that could be an amazing play for Patton Kizzire as well.
Do you have to look at sand play, obviously, this week?
You know what's funny? One of the things I actually have looked is strokes gained from like fairway bunkers.
Yeah.
I built that in my model a little bit for sure, because I mean if you struggle out of fairway bunkers, and you know, here on the PGA Tour, odds are you're not terrible out of them.
Yeah.
But it's not even really a bunker. It's more like a waste area. It's kind of like I don't know. It's very much like some of these European courses you see. Gotcha. I think the Euros are going to be super interesting this week because of that.
Is there any Euros that you that in your model you like?
Yeah, I played Seamus Power.
Okay.
You don't have to guess his nationality.
He's Irish.
But he's an Irish guy. He's a good Bermuda putter. Coming off a 9th place finish at a Byron Nelson. I got him at 90-1. He's made 4 straight cuts, and in a funky field like this one, a guy who grades out in the top 20 in my model, I think he's a great play top 20 at plus 350.
Okay, anything else this week you want to share with us before we just – I just have one quick question about the Open.
Sure, yeah. Those are the main guys I like. Another guy I like who's coming up the board, Vincent Whaley. You might take a look at him. And then lastly, Luke List. Luke List can always score.
Yes,
could be a really good first-round leader play as well.
Okay. All right, and then for the Open, you said you got Brooksy at, what, 20-1, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you're looking at? I know there's a lot of course – when anytime you're a Torrey, there's a lot of course history. There's a lot of metrics that we know about Torrey and stuff like that. So is there anything you're looking at early for that?
Tony, you know what's really interesting, and I want to make sure I give the proper credit. I think it was Ben Coley who said this, so I'm going to credit him. And if somebody else said it, I'm wrong.
Okay.
I apologize, but it's really interesting when you look back at the U.S. Open Torrey versus, say, the Farmers Torrey kinds. They play very, very differently. And what I've noticed is that Ben Coley pointed this out in this article from the 2008. U.S. Open that Tiger Woods beat Rocco Mediate in a playoff.
Yep.
You look at the guys who finished in the top 10, and every one of them had total crap course form going into that tournament. So I found it really interesting that guys who had traditionally played really poorly in other tournaments at Torrey did really well there in the U.S. Open. And so I'm going to factor course form in a little bit next week, but not as much as I usually would.
Okay.
Because I think in June, under U.S. Open conditions, it's going to play differently.
Yeah, I completely understand that. So with that being said, is there anyone besides Brooks that you've already taken?
You know, to be honest with you, no.
Okay.
I bet Brooks just because of the price. I've built my long-term model. I'm working on my short-term model a little bit now.
Okay.
Bryson grades out pretty well, but his form is weird, and I don't know if you can pick Bryson and Brooks on the same betting card, can you?
No, you definitely cannot. Can't do it. It's not allowed. Hey, can't thank you enough. We'll talk to you next week. We always love the majors. Good luck this weekend. Tell them about the texting service that they can subscribe to.
Sure, guys. Yeah, just text the word golf to 855-GOLF-POD. Get all the plays that we get, live plays, outrights, matchups, all the fun stuff. And then follow us at CutMakerPod on Twitter.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Hey, baby,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Is Connor still back here?
I believe he is not. I have not heard him in a while.
Okay. Do you know how to see if anybody knows how to push the calls through? Because it will do that. If they're still on. I can't see him. You want to talk a little MLB before we get out of here?
Let's do it.
We had a loser earlier.
Yeah.
Kyle Gibson against a dude who's making his fucking first start. And
hey, Connor's back here ready to put someone through.
Go ahead, Connor. Fucking push him through, dude. We'll push him through, Connor. We'll do the six. Dude, just do the six that are on.
Good. Line six.
Line six. What's her name?
Ewan. I'm from Scotland.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ewan.
Two South boys, that's England.
What? I mean,
hello, Ewan.
We did our best there. We did our best there, Ewan. Jesus. What do you got, pal?
So I've got a bit of a homer pick here, right? Scotland are being totally underestimated here. It's our first tournament in like 20 years. The game's getting played in Glasgow. There's going to be fans there. Man, we have got to turn up for this game, and they're plus 190, man. Jump all over it.
Who do they have in their first match?
Czech Republic, who have no one. They have one player that plays in the Premier League, and that's about it.
So are you just taking them straight up to win?
I'll take them straight up to win, but you can get them draw no bet at minus 112, which is decent, but like plus 190, they're walking away with that win, I guarantee it.
Thank you, you're the best. Hang up! Did I take Scotland at all?
I was looking at them in that game, actually.
I took Scotland double chance, minus 220 in a parlay.
Yeah, I take them draw, no bet, straight up.
Look at us.
Andy Robertson, dude.
Look at us. We fucking agree.
Captain Robertson, straight from Liverpool.
Connor, put something else on.
Ryan in Michigan.
Ryan in Michigan.
How's it going, boys?
What up, dude?
Michigan State University.
Okay.
Got four NBA player props for the boys tonight.
Fucking, let's roll through them.
Go on.
Starting with DeAndre Ayton, I like his over of 15.5.
Okay. That's one.
Austin Rivers over 9.5 points.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Monte Morris over 11.5 points.
Alrighty.
Monte.
And then my favorite pick. The mini Russell Westbrook, Facu Campazzo, over 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Good luck, boys, and thank you for all the money.
Hang up. I mean, he's doing. I mean, this some. I was arguing with some Nuggets fan the other day.
These Nuggets fan got you fucking in your zone.
Well, I mean, they think fucking Campazzo and fucking Austin Rivers are the next fucking best backcourt in the NBA. Which, I mean, you bet these two over at your own risk. It may happen. That's 9.5 and what, 15? I think Campazzo had 14 in the first game or something like that. Just saying.
Nah, when your starting shooting guard got pulled up off the street to play defense, and obviously every over is going to hit. I don't know about the 9.5 for him, but for Rivers, but all the other ones are going to hit.
Connor, who else we got?
Madden, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
What's going on, boys?
What up, dude?
I got a couple of Euros plays for you guys.
Fucking
go on, man.
Give them.
All right, so first off, France draw no bet at like minus 130. You could even take a money line against Germany. We all remember 2018.
Draw no bet's good bet.
Belgium to win the group. They're just a better team against all those guys. Kevin De Bruyne, most assists for the tournament. We all see him in the Premier League. He's going to bring his game. Don't worry about the Champions League final. He'll be healthy.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
And my favorite is Germany to get eliminated in the group stage. We all remember what happened in 2018. They're going to sell out again in the group of death. Plus 450, Germany to be eliminated in the group stage.
Thank you. Belgium only -135 to win that group.
Yeah,
that's great
value.
I took that.
You go against the Germans at your own accord, my friend. I mean, if you like that at +450, go ahead. I will not count out the Germans just yet. I know they're not as good as they once was, but
so I did a parlay.
As good as they once.
I did a parlay of the. I did a parlay of the group winners.
Yeah.
I got six legs. $10 to win $3,200.
It's a good bet.
But you're not gonna like my Group A winner.
Who you got?
The Turkey.
Yeah, that's fine. I want England to finish second in that group.
No, that's Italy's group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you keep going against Italy. I mean, you talk about me going against fucking Russia and Ukraine. Turn your back on the family.
Listen,
dude.
I got Turkey.
This fucking guy.
I got Belgium, England, Spain, France, and the Ukraine.
So England is better off finishing second.
I know, I've heard.
But I don't hate. I mean, I don't. I just think they beat Portugal.
You would think so,
right?
CR7. I saw a sweet goal today too, in little warm ups. Connor, anyone else?
Matt Tampa Bay.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
All right, boys. This bet out tonight goes out to the man, the myth, Iceman Nicky Skates.
Okay.
All right. I got the New York Islanders money line at +120. I took the over at +130. And just like any good dessert, you got to get a little sprinkles in there too, you know?
Ooh, get the
sprinkles. So I got a little bit of money on Matty Barz at +280 to score a goal.
Yeah.
And Tony Beauvillier at +245 to score a goal.
Okay. Fucking love it. Thank you. Hang it up! This has got to be annoying to people fucking watching, dude. Do you like those, Gump?
Yeah.
Fucking Matty Barzal.
A little sprinkle. That's a good good go-to there.
Anyone else, Connor? Corey in Ottawa.
How's it going, boys?
How you doing, Paul?
Pretty good. I have a Euro question, but a quick shout-out. Canada handling surname 4-0. Ottawa's own Jonathan David had yesterday.
Shout out.
But I don't watch a ton of footy, but I do love the Euros and Worlds. So I had a question. I was looking at the Italy-Turkey lines, and yesterday I actually was looking at it. It was +120 for Italy to be the only one to score in that game. It's down to +105 right now. Would you guys consider that?
That is good value on that bet.
They haven't given up goals since 2008. That's what Gump
1997,
said.
I think. Every show it just gets longer.
No, I mean that's
1998. They gave up one at Euros. Maybe
I'll put that down in my notes. That's Nigel tomorrow too.
That's good value.
That is good value. Anything else, Connor?
Last one, Jack in New York.
Jack in New York. What do you got? Last call.
Hey, pal. Hammer down. Hey, first of all, Gump, tell Jet Pass in the fucking. Suck it, dude.
I appreciate you. He can suck it. He stinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, boys. Well, got sort of a dumb question here.
Yeah.
All my teams absolutely stink.
Okay.
So, NFL futures, do you think FanDuel will put out the odds on whether the Jets are going to let Sam Darnold walk off the field on his own two legs week one against the Panthers?
Let me see. Hang up.
Sam Darnold's in a little bit of controversy today.
Is he?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He said he won't get the vaccine, I guess.
Oh, they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
They'll figure that out. Is he still... Hang it up! Sam Darnold. Hell of a show today. What's his name? Jeremy Chin?
Yeah.
I want a player prop on him. Knock Sam Darnold out of game week one.
It's a good prop.
Even though they're on the same team now. So erase that one.
Zach Wilson.
There it is. Thank you, Mitt.
I got it.
I assume most players on the Jets like Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So
It wasn't a bad exit.
And what's his name isn't there anymore, so the bounties will probably not
Mr. Williams.
Greg Williams won't be there week one.
Does he not have a job right now?
I would assume not. He got fired after he fucking did the zero blitz against...
That wasn't his fault. It's a good call. It's a good call.
Great defensive call. All right, let's roll through our MLB picks real quick. I'm just going to give out my two. Yep. I don't know how many you have. I got the Mets first five minus 132.
Yes, sir.
Are you on that as well?
Yeah, I mean, Walker had a bad start last outing, but before that, he'd been rolling.
Harvey's back to being dead.
Yeah, he hasn't gone past four in like six starts.
And then I got Sox, Boston Sox, first five minus 140.
Yeah.
Evaldi is just better than Odorizzi.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So I have the Mets and Sox. You also have Mets and Sox, but you also have...
Tigers money line with the Miz.
Casey Miz.
He's been good, dude. Okay. He's been very good. I don't like going against the Mariners and flexing. Flex, they've been dude, good to me, I know. But, yeah, I like the Miz here at home. I also, going back with the Reds, I don't know why. These Reds fucking kill me, dude. He's been good.
Fred Anderson has stunk.
Yeah, his last two, 7 2/3, four earned. Gutierrez has had two starts, 10 innings, three earned. So I'll go with the Reds there. And then Red Sox, we talked about with Evaldi going. And then I'm also, I mean, I'm taking Lance Lynn and the White Sox money line first five. I mean, I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at it. I think, was it too much? Is that why I stayed away?
No, it wasn't that bad when I saw it.
Oh, versus Manoah.
Yeah, Manoah had a good first start, bad second start. I mean,
I may have just stayed away because of, is Toronto still fucking raking against...
White Sox righties? Burned us last night. I mean, can't hit fucking Robbie Ray.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. All right, can't thank you guys enough. Rollover is at, I want to say 12:50. Once again, I will tweet it out after this. What?
Huh?
Something goes wrong. I think the roller is at 12:50. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on the YouTube. Subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Maybe they'll win 17K.
Maybe. Good for that guy, man. Shout out. That was awesome.
That's...
I love seeing that shit.
An 11:25 to win 17K.
Electric.
Is what we all strive for.
Yes, sir.
It's what we've dreamed of. It's why we play the game.
That's why we play the game.
And that's why you should watch this show.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hammer.
Down.